Okay, he said he got up there and I laid down to get a couple hours sleep. And I could hear that card. He, instead of forward, he put it backward, got the net in the prop. And we were way out past the ships, getting dark.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear from Athabascan Elder Gus Jensen from the village of Old Iliamna, Alaska, as he shares how he came to understand his need for a Savior.
My name is Gus Jensen. Athabascan Indian from Old Iliamna Village. Went to school there when I was 9 years old. I went to third grade and left and went with the family where we can catch furs and to make some money for that. And them days when I was growing up, we worked a lot. There was no place to go. You just lived there and chop wood, hunt, carry meat. You had to pack your meat and when you go out hunting. Or if you trap, you have to roll along the lake to set traps. And them days were tough. That's really heritage where I came from. It is tough living. We never had nobody, no church, no nothing like that, no doctors. When you got sick, you died, you know. It was just tough. So that was tough living. We had to catch fur to get food, like a cup of rice, maybe a cup of beans, sugar. And they rationed out. And no money, the money was the fur that you catch. And that's how we lived. But the Lord kept us going, you know. And when we went to church, I didn't know the Lord. At that time, it was just the work, you know, and tough work. We lived tough. Yeah, and then after I got up to 16, 18 years old, then I went fishing. And them days, they didn't pay you nothing for fish. 6 cents a fish. That's all they gave you. And then we come back, and some years was bad, and some years were good. But we always went trapping. That's where the money came in. But it was a lot of work. Walk and pack your fur. It was the tough life. Some never made it, you know, some got sick and no doctors, no airplanes. It was not good them days. Then from there on, it was 1941, I was drafted in the army, served 3 years, then I got out, the discharge, and got married at Peter O'Bay Village. And 1964, and had raised a family there, then I lived there for many years, trapping, fishing. And then 1945, Don Stump, the missionary, came in to Pyle Bay. And then from there, I was in Lonesome Bay Village, their little, only four, just family there. And I used to walk over to Don Stump to listen to his preaching. I was not saved, but I keep going over And every time he preached, it looked like he looked straight at me. So I go back and tell my brother, I don't think I'll go back. See Don Stump. Looked like he looks at me and just preached right at me. And I didn't like that. So I told him, I'm not going back. In a few days, I'll go back. Sunday, I go back. I walk 3 miles every day to listen to him. And I think the Spirit then was working. I was with Don Stump most of the time. I was, when he first came in, we hunt bears, we fish together, got wood together. And Don Stump was the one that really made us know the Lord Jesus. I knew Don. I worked with Don, so I figured I could see the difference in him, between him and I. That he was a godly man, you know. And the years when I was growing up, we never seen that, you know. And then he preached to me a lot too, while we were working. And he says, guess you should accept the Lord. He said, that's the only way that you'll ever get to heaven, is through Jesus Christ. And I didn't believe that. I was Russian Orthodox. And 18 years there, he was preaching to me about being saved, you know. Hard-headed, you know. But it got to me. Every time, him and I worked with him a lot. When he lived in Ilyamna, come up, get wood, hunt bear together. And that winter, that's when I drove down myself, and I know they were having that conference down the new Ilyamna village, they called. And I got saved there. Don and John Gillespie was preaching there. And that night I accepted the Lord as my Savior. In 1962, I was 45 years old. I was a sinner myself. And only way to get rid of sin is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. That's why he came and died for us on the cross. When I walked up there, I could feel something that, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like something rolled off my heart. It is something. Yeah, it is funny. Kind of a, just something that just rolled off my heart, feel like. I could feel it. Yeah, it is something like this. I know then I was saved. You know, I went to church many times, years when I was a kid, but they never mentioned Jesus. It was always God. And then they preached in Russian, and I didn't know Russian words. So it was from the missionaries that came in and that I accepted the Lord. And that's how come Peter Bay, most of them, about half there is Christian from Don Stump, the missionary. And boy, I thank the Lord for sending missionaries in that didn't know the Lord. So new life here too, I always gave testimony. You know, mostly for the younger people. I just walked the best I know how, meet people and try to tell them about, but some just won't take that. Some think I'm crazy or something. They think I'm losing my mind. One guy said, I think you're crazy. So I didn't know what to say to him when I was out fishing out in the sea there, my boy was 14 years old. He was with me, and we were drifting along on the fish pond. Now, don't get up to the flying bridge and take care of the, keep the net straight. Okay, he said, he got up there, and I laid down to get a couple hours sleep. And I could hear that. He, instead of forward, he put it backward, got the net in a prop, and we were way out past the ships, getting dark, and pull up our net in 15 minutes. The time was up. We got the net in, and I couldn't get it off the prop. We tried everything, backwards, forward. I told him, I said, Dougie, we gotta pray. He said, Dad, I don't know how to pray. So, okay, we'd pray. I prayed, and I told the Lord, Lord, please unhook that net from the prop. It came off. It was so tight in there, you can't move it. And after I prayed, it came. So I know. I know the Lord will answer. And on my boat, I call people and I praise the Lord, you know, all the time. I landed one time to the dock. One guy was standing up on a dock there. He says, "Are you a preacher?" "No," I said, "I'm no preacher." He said, "I see, hear you all the time on there. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord." He said I was a preacher. I told him I was no preacher. I'm saved, I told him. He didn't like that. He walked away.
Well, some people will walk away from you if you decide to follow Jesus. But others will take notice and be drawn to what you have in Christ. Maybe you feel God drawing you today. Don't resist Him. He paid a great price so that you could be forgiven and be with Him forever. Do you know what He did for you? He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to pay for your wrongdoing so that you wouldn't have to face His judgment. Listen, my friend, Jesus died, was buried, and rose again for you so that you could be saved. Why did He do this? Jesus tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believes on Him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." How about you, my friend? Are you still condemned, or have you turned to Jesus? Interested? We encourage you to pick up a Bible and read the Gospel of John. And if you don't yet know Jesus, but would like to, visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. Or download the Storyteller Radio app and choose Hope. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.